This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breaking news to start the program. The Supreme Court has ruled in the DACA case. Remember the DACA case that was essentially the Dreamers? And the president called on Congress to fix it. They couldn't. Obama couldn't. And so they ultimately went to court. And the Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's bid to end legal protections for Dreamers. Are they forgetting the Constitution up there now, too, or what the heck is going on in the Supreme Court? Does the Constitution mean anything anywhere anymore? Wow. We got the city of Fargo declaring an emergency because there's a protest planned for tomorrow, so the emergency is no guns. Can't have a gun. Law-abiding, legal-caring individuals, nope. Protesters, nope. Thought there was a Second Amendment, but I don't know. Does anybody ever challenge these things? Think about all the things we were told were the rules during the whole COVID crisis. Do they get challenged? Does anybody say, stop? I know Jason Lewis filed a lawsuit in Minnesota. I don't know what's happening there, if they're waiting or what on that front. But I'd like to know more. It's a little bit odd. Anyway, welcome to the program. How are you? Glad to have you along. My name is Scott Hammond. We have Todd the Radio God Mitchell here.
Hello.
We have Kevin Flynn here.
Yo.
We got Daniel answering the phones. He's busy already. The phones are already ringing. We're just getting going. I love it. We have this entire hour for you to tell us what's on your mind. That's right, for you to tell us what's on your mind. If you're a first-time caller today on the program, I'll do this tomorrow, too, to get you a pass to tomorrow night's opening of the Medora musical.
Ooh.
It opens up tomorrow.
Is that it already?
Wow. Darn right. So we got to think about some good things out there. So we love adding new callers to the family. And once you call, Then you're in the family. Then it's just, it's easy. You do it again and again, and that's great. So we love all of our listeners. The vast majority of you choose not to interact by calling or texting. That's okay. That's just kind of the norm, the industry standard, but a lot of people do, and we love it when you call. We love it when you text. So we appreciate you and want to know what's on your mind. And it's so easy. I mean, you call the number, 800-228-0550. It rings. There's a little auto answer on there saying, hang on, your call's being transferred. Then Daniel comes on. Daniel, what do you ask the callers when they call? Like, you answer the phone, what's on your mind?
Typically just for a name, location, and then a short description of a topic.
You don't want a novel. You just want to know, I want to talk about Chuck Schumer. I want to talk about banning guns in Fargo or whatever. Huh?
Yeah.
So that's, we don't screen calls. We don't say, nope, not taking that one. Nope, I'm not going to talk about what they want to talk about. We don't do that. We want your name, where you're from, because we like to know where you're listening, and what you like to talk about. Simple as that. And you're on. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd's ready to go with your calls. Your texts, rather. And I'm at 701-367-2054. Okay? All right. Also on the program today, next hour, this hour is just for what's on your mind. Next hour, we're going to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Congressman Armstrong at the White House recently and part of the Judiciary Committee deliberation on the police reform. I don't know what I think about this police reform. The idea that, the jerk in Minneapolis that now is in jail and probably will be in prison for the rest of his life, Although there's a growing amount of people, a growing amount of people believe he's been overcharged, and Keith Ellison blew it, and he actually could get off. I don't know. That's one of the legal arguments. We'll just have to let it play out. But you know that he represents all of cops. Well, why don't we have teacher reform every time a child is sexually molested by a teacher?
How about we have society behavioral reform?
Yeah, I mean, every time somebody breaks some law.
Yeah.
I don't know. It smacks to me like the police did something wrong, as in the whole police as an institution.
Big broad brushstrokes.
Yeah, not one bad, despicable dude in Minneapolis. And I'm amazed to this guy in Atlanta. I mean, I've watched that 100 times. 100 times.
Well, and that begs the question, why doesn't the black community that wants change peacefully call out Chicago and the murders and the call all of it out? But see, not just a bad policeman here and there, police officers.
Well, but there again, I separate this out, and you tell me if I'm crazy. But if I have every black American, let's deal with this current situation, the whole Black Lives Matter thing, right? And by the way, Black Lives Matter is a brand. Black Lives Matter is a entity with a goal, and it is, we don't like Donald Trump, we don't like Republicans, we don't like anybody that's conservative. They aren't just about fixing the problem in the black community. They're about political destruction. That's what they're about, okay? So I put them, if I'm looking at, if I have a sheet of paper here, it's 8x10 sheet of paper, I'm going to give about, you know, I'll be generous and say a quarter of that. I'll say a quarter of that is a group of people who just are mad, angry, hate Republicans, everything's bad, and they're going to use every opportunity, even the death of someone that is innocent, for their political gain. Okay? And they're just angry. I'm not sure you can satisfy them because they're more about theater than they are about getting anything done. That's about a quarter. Three quarters of the folks go about their life, want things to make better. I want to have a conversation with the folks in the three-quarter camp. I want to have a conversation and say, okay, do you feel that you get less of a shot at succeeding in life in the United States of America than I do as a white guy?
You do have that conversation with the three. The conversation happens with our friends like Leon Francis all the time.
That's true. I've had them. But I want all of them in a room just so I can figure this out.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of a logistical nightmare. But, I mean, that's the conversation I want to have. And what, to the extent that they do, what would fix it? You know, what actually could we do to tackle the problem? Now, I don't know the answer to any of these questions I'm asking, but I ask you, our audience, you know, because the three quarters, if they would actually engage, could drown out the crazy crowd in the quarter. It's my take. I want yours. 800-228-0550. John in Minot is first to go today on What's on Your Mind. Tell me what is on your mind. John, are you there?
Maybe there's not much on his mind.
Well, he called.
Were you trying to get a hold of John in Minot?
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of John in Minot.
All I heard was a bunch of stupid noise. I don't know what it was. I never heard you say anything.
Oh, that's weird. Now I hear you, though. John, go ahead.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
The ruling the Supreme Court made this time, I believe Schumer's threatening must have scared some of them judges out. What do you think?
What did he scare us with? He's just scary, period.
Didn't Schumer stand on the front steps of the building there and threaten those judges?
Oh, good point. Was that on this case? Yeah.
It was on all cases.
Yeah. He was. Some group was out there, and he got in trouble, and he sort of apologized, but really didn't.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'd forgotten about that.
It sure must have scared some of them judges off.
They were all mad about it.
Well, it sounded like it scared them off with their ruling.
That was back in March.
Their ruling this time.
That was specifically about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Gorsuch did go against the Trump administration on this. I don't know on Kavanaugh. I'm guessing it was 5-4 So I'm guessing it's just Gorsuch. I could find that out here.
Who voted what way on this ruling, but yeah. I know I don't approve of the ruling.
Very interesting. Very interesting point. It may have. And I wonder how many media will connect those dots. Appreciate the call.
I don't imagine they will. They're too
John,
liberal.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Brenda, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi. I have a solution to the rioting or the protesters in Fargo.
Okay.
I think we should treat them like we would a bad child, basically. They can protest all they want. They have to stay in Island Park. They pick three people on their side. We have three people from our side. We get together and discuss things like people. If
wouldn't
they
that
leave
be nice?
The park, yeah.
Wouldn't
the rules. This is our town. It's not their town.
Yeah, and actually the Friday riot, or sorry, the Friday rally, they wanted to call it a celebration, not a protest. The week after all the ugly stuff was actually was a little bit of what you described. But then Monday, it all fell apart. So I agree. Keep talking.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pull themselves up. Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today?
Or you're not?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't. Hey, you and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Yeah.
A good excuse for not getting there. That's Morgan Freeman. If you didn't recognize the voice, being interviewed by somebody on CNN.
Don Lemon.
And put Don Lemon in his place. 800-228-0550. You notice how quiet he is.
I love that. You see Lemon, whatever, Lemon, Lemon, he's kind of like,
Yeah, well, that wasn't the answer I wanted.
He doesn't really like being put in his place, does he?
I don't think he does, Todd.
Doesn't take that too well.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Dak Diesel, CJ, and the team hard at it as we speak. They said, Scott, just tell folks if they need anything diesel, pickup truck, semi-truck, tractor, tuned up, little maintenance, major repair, bring us your worst stuff, your toughest jobs, we're going to get it done. 20-plus years experience to every job. That's what you get when you call Dak Diesel at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. They're in Bismarck, but they're servicing rigs from all over because of their great reputation. DakDiesel.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, two things. First, I want to compliment you, your staff. Quite an enjoyable program as I travel through North Dakota. I'm originally from Tennessee. So I want to tell you thank you very much for what you do. And your team that surrounds you, you guys really rock.
Very kind, thank you.
Second, you know, the state rep that was on earlier, the hypocrisy concerns me, and I really wonder, does the left recognize the fact, you know, they support the Black Lives Matter brand, they support the COVID lockdown and choking of the nation, but yet they stand up and yell, abortion, abortion, that's a right, let's kill all the babies. It just, it hurts my heart, and anyway, I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm a supporter for you, too, because I enjoy your program. Thank you for your point of view, your perspective, and I'll hang up. I'm on the way to Montana, and I just was compelled to call and say thank you for what you do, sir.
No, it's very kind of you. I appreciate that. Travel safely. And, call again. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. You know, I sometimes get caught up in the news cycle with different things that are happening today. Now it's DACA, right, and the police reform and the riots and, you know, we've got all the COVID stuff going on and when will we open up. And I love it when somebody calls and says what that caller just did related to the fact that we have a law in the United States of America that has claimed over 50 million lives. And because it's a law, we just shrug our shoulders and say, okay. But if we'd done that about slavery, if you hadn't had Abe Lincoln do what he did, was Abe Lincoln a Republican or a Democrat?
He was a conservative Republican, I do believe.
He was a Republican?
I do believe, yes.
Guy that ended slavery?
Yep.
You don't say. So, I mean, isn't it amazing how the Democrats can rebrand an entire party as racist, and it's actually the party that did something?
That's happening.
Listen to LBJ. Listen to LBJ sometime and see how he talks about black Americans.
I think we've got a generation, brother, that just did not either take history, has not paid attention to it, didn't care about it, they're too busy doing whatever. I go back to everybody's telling me I got to watch the 13th. Not Netflix documentary, if I need to understand more about it. And it documents slavery, coming out of slavery, the war on poverty, the war on drugs, how that's happened. But Morgan Freeman said a great thing in that little clip. He said, today? You mean in America today? No.
Yeah.
The 13th is all about the
amendment.
And no one's arguing that it's been terrible. We have terrible history with slavery and whatever, but not today.
Yes, and so my argument, just to finish my thought on that caller's point, can we not agree that ending the lives of babies, black children, legally is wrong? Okay, that's today. That's today's law. What you're talking about is what we fixed with the 13th Amendment.
Right.
It's gone. It's in the rearview mirror. Doesn't mean some people don't have hate in their heart directed at somebody because of the color of their skin.
Of course.
I hate that they hate, but I can't do anything about it other than continue to pray for them and hope they get it. But if we can't all agree, I mean, the problem we ought to be marching about on Saturday, Friday, Saturday, whenever they're doing it, or every day, is to say enough. Black Lives Matter, that includes black babies. It's ridiculous. All right, who's next here? Let's go to New Rockford, North Dakota. There's a cool place. William, what's on your mind?
Yeah, as you're talking, it brings up another point. I'm tired of getting bullied by a minority group of anarchists and communists, basically, is what's happening in this country. And I'm wondering, why doesn't the Republican politicians we have down there represent us better? I mean, their own voters live in fear of admitting that they are a Trump supporter or that they're a conservative. They're afraid they'll get fired. They're afraid they'll get their car vandalized or whatever it may be. But very few of them dare talk, and that's why you can't believe any of these polls. And our Republicans don't speak out against that. You know, we have to maybe organize some groups like called maybe Freedom Matters and get hundreds of thousands of people belonging to it. And then when these little weasels start their trouble and then all these big corporations bow into them and so forth, well, we could flex some muscle, too. But getting to your point on the only time I've heard the Republicans speak out against a group is when they threw the Tea Party under the bus, which makes me sick. I mean, what was it? Probably the most passive group ever. I mean, they pick up all the garbage and whatever. Well-behaved protesters I've ever seen. But Mitch McConnell led he threw the Tea Parties right under the bus when Nancy Pelosi started calling them Nazis. And remember that? They hate stuff that that's what they do. They demonize anybody they perceive as an enemy. They demonize.
See, it's all a show, though. It's all a show. I agree with you, by the way, that Freedom Matters would be a good exercise with the three quarters of people in the black community that I think are willing to have a dialogue. I think we ought to begin to ignore the Black Lives Matter thing. We're buying into everything they're wanting. We're extending their brand by giving them as much attention as they have. And then they do things like read Miranda rights to the mayor of Fargo. Give me a break. Christian Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Hi, I'm a regular caller. Thanks for taking my call. You know, a little history on my life. I was raised in a house with four adopted kids and over 40 foster kids of all races, creeds, and colors. Now, we were taught to eat Pillsbury pancakes and Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth's, and Aunt Jemima, and not to look at the lady on the box, but to eat the product and enjoy it. We didn't look at her as a black woman. Now Pillsbury's doing away with Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it's getting goofy. Christian, you're exactly right. God bless your parents, too. What an amazing story that is. Thank you. More coming up.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command Tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released figures from the government showing over 1.5 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Those numbers from the Labor Department pushing the total number of jobless claims filed over the past 13 weeks to about 46 million, but the latest report is basically in line with what analysts were expecting and is way lower than the weekly claims filing numbers were when the pandemic first began.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom saying morale on the police department in her city is, quote, down tenfold ever since charges were filed in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Former officer Garrett Roth, who's accused of pulling the trigger killing Brooks, faces murder and other charges. His colleague faces a list of charges including aggravated assault. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I guess it was Chief Justice Roberts that sided with the liberal justices on DACA.
Huh.
I think less of him every day. I don't know. It's almost like I don't want to have any drama. I don't want to have any strife. I want to be able to just have everybody get along. That's what I get the sense that he's more worried about, you know, than anything. It's like the Obamacare decision on whether or not it was constitutional, right? Invent some deal to say, well, it wasn't this, but we'll make it this. And I mean, I don't know. So I guess that's the reason there. Now you know. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors, and we come to you from the PetroServe USA studios. Let's take a look at the lunch menu today.
Oh, teaser.
Meatloaf dinner today if you head to Harwood and the PetroServe USA location there.
Mm.
All right. How about the beefy enchilada skillet?
Oh, that's good, too.
Now we're talking 12th Avenue North location in I-29. If you head over a little west off I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Chicken Fettuccine, PetroServe USA there. Valley City has pulled pork, French dip sandwiches. Of course, they have the best burgers on the planet Earth, freshly made with that Valley Meats meat there, too. All the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. There's always the 4-for-4 special pizza, two cookies, fresh baked, homemade, awesome cookies. Their cookies are fantastic. And a 20-ounce Ricard of coffee, four of those, pizza, two cookies, pop or coffee, four items, $4 at all PetroServe USA locations. Valley Dairy, part of the family, too, in the Northern Valley. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones. Let's go to Steve in Fargo and then Clay. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. I had a comment on that Ben Lane interview. He's either delusional or he's an idiot or some combination thereof. We need bonding for what? You know, how are bonds paid back? Tax revenue, right? Well, if you don't open up the damn businesses and not bankrupt half of the small businesses, which employ 75% of the people in your stupid county, you're not going to have a nickel to pay those damn bonds back.
Yeah,
are
and just for
idiots, or is it just me?
For the audience that missed that part, it was on the local version of What's On Your Mind on the flag only earlier. Ben Lean is a Minnesota legislator. We had him on to talk about, you know, why Hennepin County is treated the same as Clay County and all the other counties in western Minnesota and whether or not the governor listens or not. And at one point he talked about they're in a special session right now in Minnesota and left to do is this bonding bill, and they're having a fight, a $1 billion fight over it. Minnesota does this, I think, every other session is how they do it, where they do bonding, and then the bonding is basically they agree agree on an amount, and then they divvy that out into all these projects. But you're exactly right, Steve. It's tax dollars. I would think, given the fact that they've killed Minnesota businesses from this stupid reaction to COVID they've had down there. I mean, they got a Hennepin County problem. They don't have a rest of Minnesota problem. And so they shut resorts down, businesses, restaurants, bars, retail, everything else shut down and extended it needlessly because I guess they want to harm the economy as much as possible for Donald Trump's reelection chances. And then they're doing any bonding bill is crazy. Well, I just say zero. We're not going to do anything because we don't know what business is going to generate in the way of revenue. We can't add more burden tax-wise, so I agree with you.
Well, one more point that proves his ignorance or stubbornness, whatever. He's talking about modeling. Are you kidding me? Every one of those models has been off, what, 10, 20, 100-fold? And he's talking about that's how they're making decisions and, oh, something might happen. And every single one of them has had to back it off, you know, 80, 90, 100, not 100%, 95%. But that's what we're making policy on. Again, what's wrong with these people? I can't explain it. Honestly, I cannot explain it. It's insane.
It is, and I wonder if I had a special X-ray Batman vision of Western Minnesota, how many people, you know, are involved enough to know it is insane. Because I feel like St. Paul, the governor himself, ignores Western Minnesota. It's lip service. It's ridiculous. He could care less. He's counting heads, and he's got enough in the Twin Cities, so he doesn't care about anybody else. But if I were in Western Minnesota, I were a resident of Minnesota, I wouldn't let him by with that. I wouldn't stop calling, texting, emailing, talking to you know, people, getting people involved. I mean, it's sad to see what's happening in the Republican Party in Minnesota. It really it needs the energy of Western Minnesota because the people get it, but their elected leaders sure don't. Steve, appreciate your call. Clay, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
The North Dakota Century Code doesn't allow for a municipality to set a gun-related ordinance that's more restrictive than state law. It's 62.1-01-03. So I guess if the Fargo mayor has said that for some reason there can't be guns, I realize that you can't have them at public events. But if there's no permit for the protesters, how is that considered a public event?
Say that one more time. He hung up.
Great question.
It is. Yeah, I was trying to wrap my mind around where he's getting that. Is that...
That state law says you can have a weapon, or you can carry, and that local, and it would, that a public event would circumcede that for the mayor to be able to do that, but this is not a permanent event, so it's technically not a... No, government sanctioned deal or whatever.
Yeah, so we're tell you what we'll do. We'll ask the Attorney General's office if we can get an answer on this as well. I also have a call and a text into Mayor Mahoney because I just want to know, you know, number one, when is this in effect? And the entire city is under the emergency order or just the protest area? So we'll try and get some answers here and then find out if it's legal. I'm less worried about this Friday than I am about this, that in general, the precedent here, that you really shouldn't be able to do that. How about we take a few texts here? You guys up for that?
Sure.
All right. Texter says, so this one came to Todd. While I was watching Law & Order on TV last night, TNT ran a commercial stating that they support Black Lives Matter.
Oh, they're all over the place.
For a nationally syndicated programming network, wouldn't you think that they would think that one through? Don't all of their viewers matter?
Oh, they're on every... That's on TNT, TBS, Food, I mean, all the Discovery channels. They're all airing the Oprah thing. Last week or whatever, they were airing two and three nights in a row of Oprah's network, her special about all of it. All of them had it on. Yep.
Justice Roberts' opinion is out on the DACA decision. He says the harm to the Dreamers should have been considered by the agency. Raises doubts about whether the agency appreciated the scope of its discretion or exercised that discretion in a reasonable manner. I like CNN's headline right now. Huge loss for Trump as Chief Justice Roberts sides with liberal justices. Donald Trump was willing to do a deal on DACA. Remember?
Yep.
They didn't want it.
Nope.
They didn't want a deal. They didn't want to fix it. They wanted to, you know, have the issue. Well, they got the issue. And Chucky Schumer is saying now, where is it?
Yeah, what happened to all the kids in cages down there? Are they all,
he's crying.
They all good now?
He's crying, I think.
Yeah.
He's crying. Texter says, so COVID is stupid like you. All right.
No, well, COVID is brilliant. Are you kidding me?
So,
that virus knows
so
much.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah, it knows not to go into Austin's Golf, but it sure knows, you know, not to go into Walmart. But it's brilliant virus.
I think he's referring to the fact that I said Minnesota was, you know, dealing with a stupid COVID situation, meaning they aren't. I mean, I don't know. I want to call COVID all kinds of names, most especially here in the degree that it's here, because China knew dang well what they were doing. So it's a weapon, is what it is. But it can be stupid, it can be smart, it can be dumb, whatever. And I think Governor Tim Walz is stupid for not recognizing Minnesota is more than Hennepin County. If there's anything wrong with that. But anyway, I appreciate your text, even if you think I'm stupid. Casey's on the road. Casey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. You know, about this thing with Mayor Mahoney, it's kind of got me a little wound up right now. Why is it that he keeps granting permits to Black Lives Matter, but then tells law-abiding citizens that we are not allowed to have our guns this weekend?
And I'm not sure they've granted a permit, just to be clear. The police department requires some communication, and the mayor has said they'll be liable if they don't provide it. They previously said they weren't going to, and now they're evidently talking to the police department, so that may be there. But your larger point is this. If you can block a street, and right now they're not saying they're going to block a street, so that's why they don't need a permit, see, because they're going to stay on the sidewalk and everything. He's saying, if you don't, you're responsible. But I agree with you. Your premise is the same, I think, with most people. Wait a minute. They're getting special treatment, but I can't exercise my Second Amendment rights. What's wrong with this?
Can we apply for a permit for Friday for Island Park to have a Blue Lives Matter rally and say that we support the police?
Yes, you wouldn't need
or
a...
Or would
you
that be racist?
No.
Or would that wouldn't be inciting a riot?
It depends who you ask.
I bet they would tell you, hey, can you not do it? We'd love to prefer if you do it a different day or don't.
That's
do it
what
the
I mean.
Day.
They,
don't
mean, they probably wouldn't like that. They'd like it, but they probably would say, we better do it.
You know, I guess I keep coming back to the fact this is all such a waste of time. Number one, we're furthering their goals because they're a made-for-TV movement. That's what they are. YouTube, selfies, it's all a show. And any little skirmish gives them more ability to do this. They have these specifically, and these nose-to-nose confrontations, because they're hoping a cop will snap. They're trying to provoke that. And then that's on social media, and that's how they raise money. See what the cops do to us. But I feel like we're taking the bait, Casey. I feel like we're taking the bait, and we're not having a dialogue with people that actually have no part in that, that might have some, you know, knowledge that can inform us to understand why they feel what they feel, and maybe get to a point where we say, you know, let's just talk to each other and figure this out. Let's melt some hearts here. I don't know. I'm frustrated.
My opinion on the whole thing is we gave them one. They incited a riot. We gave them another. They said they'd be peaceful. Let's just leave it at that. We don't need rallies every other weekend to have our downtown businesses worried about whether there's going to be another riot, whether they have to board the windows or close their stores early. Leave Fargo alone. What did we ever have to do with this?
Yeah, and essentially that's what Mayor Mahoney is saying to them. They're not listening, obviously. And so we're, again, trying to reason with people that are, they're in the show business game. They're not in the be reasonable game. This is all a show, and it is extraordinarily unfortunate. I couldn't agree anymore. This should not go on and on and on. Just use COVID if you need an excuse. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't have sporting events, so you can't protest.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these Great Plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Piers, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Chris Christopherson, Sunday morning. I'm a mom and dad singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Marilyn Monroe in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow up. Another level in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken dreams. Thing I needed to know. John Cougar, John Deere, John 316.
I love that. Had to wait for it. Learned everything I know from John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. Exactly right. I love
That's
it.
That's right.
I love it. You know, if we could get Keith Urban Logic to permeate the divide in the country right now, we'd be in a lot better shape.
Amen.
Because it's not complicated, folks. You've seen the signs at baseball games, John 3:16. John 3:16, what's that? Okay, go find the Bible. John, okay, 3, 16. It's going to say, for he so loved the world, he gave his only son, right? And that kind of love is what he calls on us to do. You just love like I love. Love God, love one another. Very simple.
Really is.
You don't need any complicated Bible study or anything else to say they're just love people. I'm crying out loud. This is not complicated. Texter asked a very important question. Todd, I hope you can answer this. I missed it. What is the lunch special in Harwood today? Do you remember? A little trivia question among the crew here?
Wasn't that like a meatloaf something?
It was, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's where the meatloaf is.
And I don't even get to eat there because I can never make it there and back in time. So
you go
sorry,
Valley
I'm going to have to get it locally here.
You take a quick trip at Valley City or get the 4 for $4 special there in Mandan. Yeah. So it is the meatloaf dinner. PetroServe USA, the lunch special today. Happy to answer your questions, folks. And you know what else? North Dakota is building stronger communities these days. How do they do that? They unite landowners and county officials in supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, their roads, their emergency response teams right now. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Every one of those wind towers is on somebody's land. They're getting a payment every single year. That's right. Long time. 25 years. And together, all of that builds a better tomorrow with good jobs, stronger communities, keeping electricity rates among the lowest in the country. North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions. Bring you this message. Let's see here. I got Craig and Moorhead waiting to go. Craig, let's go. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, Scott, you've alluded that maybe these guys are getting marching orders, no pun intended, from Black Lives Matter and the national organization, because the city leaders have sat down and tried to talk with these guys, but it doesn't matter. They want to stir up trouble anyway. And I'm here to tell you, I really believe this. What was Ilhan Omar wanted to defund the police? Ilhan Omar has gone on record as she hates America. And Ilhan Omar spent how many years going to college in Fargo? You think we just magically got picked to be of all the cities in the Midwest? I'm telling you, they're getting their marching orders right from Ilhan Omar's bunch.
Again, it's all showbiz. And I don't doubt what you're saying. I don't know it to be true. But, I mean, it could just be people that support the cause that are reaching out saying, hey, we want to do one here. I don't know how they decide where they're doing them. They tried this in other places in North Dakota. They didn't get anybody to show up. You know, very small crowds. And so they just do it in Fargo.
And it's time, everybody, you, all you, with a voice, if you think this is a good cause, look closer, stay away tomorrow on Friday, and stay away on Saturday. You are being co-opted. You're being used. Stay away. I'm done.
Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Thanks a bunch.
Somebody made a point about Fargo being the largest city between Seattle and Minneapolis, and something in with that. Well, you never know.
Might be.
Might be.
Might be, you don't know. Speaking of Seattle, what's the latest with Chaz? What do we know about the folks that are behind this Chaz deal?
It's not Chaz.
Chop?
It's Chop. No, yeah. Chop. Are you
started as Chaz and then went to Chop? I'm
what
losing
does
track.
Chop mean again now? The
Capitol Hill occupied, I don't know.
Something. Yeah. They're still there. The residents in the area are concerned because they're not being able to get services and things into them.
I'd be concerned, too.
Yeah,
well, wasn't there an auto shop where they had called 911 and they basically went close and then just sort of sat and watched and didn't really do anything because they didn't want to get close? And it wasn't even in the zone. It was near the zone.
They've taken over the police department. They've occupied the police department.
Yeah.
I like these pens.
Minneapolis doesn't try that, and they just take over the third precinct.
Well, I'm waiting for it to happen to Fargo. After all, we are
friends and relatives back there. Do I got to tell them to evacuate or what?
We are the Seattle of North Dakota. What did you find out though about this guy that was like the head dude?
I'm reading from a Seattle police officer who wrote a number of things on it. He's going around Facebook. He writes, they are creating a currency, an ID system, a supply system that includes food, water, ammo, and chemical weapons. They have access to the precinct and have made it their HQ. Our leaders are completely silent and the city council is completely complicit. Get this, the guy that's the warlord in charge of the new Capitol Hill autonomous zone or whatever drives a Tesla, has been arrested for drugs, guns, pimping, and crimes against children, and is on a federal child porn watch list. So he carries an AK-47.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's already started abusing people inside of this thing.
Has anyone heard of...
You can't make it up.
Anyone celebrating Juneteenth? Asked the last text of the day. Well, Black Lives Matter tomorrow.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.